Welcome to Students United, Mobile Minds Flipping Society. In this show, we're going to celebrate and promote positivity, innovation, and creativity in education.
For those that do feel lost, it kind of gives the feeling that there's always going to be, things are going to get better, and there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Sounds like there's some pretty heavy-handed themes, though, in the play. Is there anything about it that's made you sort of uncomfortable a little bit or took a while for you to get used to, given that it's sort of controversial, right? Because you're talking about alienation. You're talking about suicide, I believe, is also something that's mentioned in the play or is brought up or is a part of the play. How has that been in terms of experiencing that, processing that, even though you hopefully have never experienced that, but playing someone who's maybe either involved or somehow a part of that?
It was difficult at first, just the cruelty involved in the play, what you had to say to friends, basically. But once you got past the emotional intensity, it's really get down to business because you need to transform yourself to really make this play a reality for people that are watching it so they understand what we're trying to convey.
Great, and it's probably doing a great service for people to be able to have a venue to talk about these things, even though it can be a little unnerving or controversial. How about another cast member? What's another thing that you found unique or interesting, say, compared to other productions that you know of or have been involved with? What makes this one different or maybe stand out more?
Hello, my name is Jason Porter. I am playing Ralph. Something that really stands out about this one, a lot of productions that you see nowadays are about some sort of like fantastical adventure. This one, it's just so realistic. You can almost put yourself in any of these cast members' shoes and just think, put yourself in one of these characters, and then this story becomes about you. And that's what really sets this production apart than like any other that I can name.
So you don't necessarily have to have had direct experience with some of the heavier or darker themes or ideas, because it sort of touches on a more universal human experience of sort of struggling to maybe connect with people or be who you really are versus what people want you or expect you to be?
That really just hits the nail right on the head. You got it with that one.
Okay, well, thanks. Can I hear from just one more cast member on their experience so far with it? Is there any concern with anyone who's willing to speak about the reaction of the audience to this? Is anyone concerned maybe that people might be upset or feel shocked or maybe even come after you guys a little bit? Because that's a risk you guys are taking, because you're trying to create great art. And whenever people take that risk, you know, that comes with the territory. Anyone want to comment on that?
Hi, my name is Jacob Orth, and I play the role of Evan Wills. I think this play in general, it leaves people like speechless and their jaws drop. I mean, I remember the first time we read through it, and it was honestly amazing because I've never cried more, laughed more in one single play. And I think it does a really great job of conveying that. And I think there will be speculation as to, is this appropriate? And I don't think there should be an argument, though, just because this is reality here, what we've been saying, and this is what actually people, parents, you know, they go through this in life, and I think the play does a really good job at bringing that to life.
Can you name me like a specific detail without giving too much away or any of the scenes away? Is there any particular details that would really maybe you could think of make some audience members sort of really like feel a bit uncomfortable or sort of be taken aback a bit?
I would say the cyberbullying aspect of it, suicide, single parenting, possibly even alcoholism. There's, like I've said, like I've listed a few here, but there's many other different things that I think each and every single individual in the crowd can somehow connect with.
Great. And then overall, this will be maybe the last thing I'll leave the audiences with that are listening. Is there any sort of takeaway that you have as a result of doing this play up to the point now? I know now you haven't performed it yet, so obviously it might be better to ask you that after the production is over. But is there anything that you've learned so far in this process of doing this particular type of play that is darker, more challenging, more controversial, that has maybe changed you in some kind of way or made you think differently about some of the themes or ideas expressed in the play? Anyone want to tackle that or address that?
Hi, my name is Chandler, and I play the role of Dylan, and I think for me, I see myself in Dylan a lot, and so when I was like reading the script over and over, I saw myself in him a little bit, and so then I was like, ooh, because he's kind of like a bad guy, so then I was like, let me pull back on that, and let me like look at myself and see how people would like see me as, and so then I just incorporated the script into my life and see what I could change with myself to make myself a better person.
That's awesome. Was it painful, though? To kind of see that a little bit of some of the same aspects of yourself with that kind of character?
Yes, it was. At first, I was like, no, that's like not what I would do. But then like I'd ask people and they were like, yeah, Chandler, like that's kind of like what you do a little bit. So then I was like, oh. And then like I kind of sat back and then just like reflected on like everything I've done and just like tried to grow from it and like learn from my mistakes.
So essentially playing this character for you has been sort of like holding a mirror to yourself.
Yeah, kind of.
So that would be, yeah, that would probably make me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Well, my hat's off to you and all the cast members I've interviewed during this segment for taking the risk and being the great students that you are and the great people you are to put on such a challenging kind of, you know, of play. And I think it's important that we remember that the show is general admission and tickets will be available at the door 30 minutes before showtime. Again, those dates are February 14th, 15th, and 16th. And then there's also a screening on the 17th, 7 p.m. on the 14th, 15th, and 16th, 2 p.m. on the 17th, students $5, adults $10. And there will also be a talkback session after each of the shows, which will make it an even more invigorating educational experience. Again, I just want to say how proud I am of these students and of Mr. Crowley and of the production, the DeWitt High School Theater Program and Act As If Productions. Thanks again for joining us today. My name is Jason LaFay on Students United, Mobile Minds Flipping Society on the Michigan Business Network. Go see the play. It'll change your mind. It'll blow your mind. And that's what needs to happen. Take care.
Once again,
this has been Jason LaFay.
And this has been Jeff Crowley on Michigan Business Network.
Students United, Mobile Minds, Flipping Society.